Good evening. The grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you this evening, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We have the opportunity to worship tonight and to welcome Christmas Day with Holy Communion. It is so good to be here with you. I invite you now to join us as we begin with the procession of light.
Hear the word of God from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The first candle we light is a symbol of Christ our hope. May the light sent from God shine in the darkness. The second candle is a symbol of Christ the way. May the word sent from God show us the way. The third candle is a symbol of Christ our joy. May the joyful promise of God's presence make us rejoice. The fourth candle is a symbol of Prince of Peace. By God's Holy Spirit, may we know the peace Jesus brings. The center candle is the Christ candle. Rejoice. The light of the world has come.
Will you be seated and please make yourself comfortable here in the house of the Lord. And pray with me. Yes, prophet's vision, essence of God, come thou long expected Jesus. Holy child, come home. Prince of Peace, speak your words, peace be still. O light, life, love, be a flame in our hearts and make and mend your people in the holiness of God with us. There's room in this inn, so worship with us this holy night. Amen.
We begin this evening in the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in the holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
From the Gospel of Luke, in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all of the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which are just as they had been told.
Let us take a moment in the excitement of this evening and quiet our hearts and our minds as we prepare for prayer. Emmanuel, God with us, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, Gentle Baby. These are all names that we know you by, and this evening we celebrate another name, the gift that you bring to us, the gift of love. God, we gather this evening opening our hearts and our hands to receive the gift of your Son, this tiny babe, a gift quite unexpected, a gift quite needed. And we acknowledge, Lord, that while we have celebrated Christmases in the past, perhaps we have not always received the gift fully. Perhaps we have received the gift and set it aside. And so this evening, Lord, in this quiet time, as we await the dawn, we would ask that you would give us the courage to open the gift, to fully embrace this gift and to be embraced by it, that your love and your peace might flow into us this evening in ways that we don't fully understand. And while, Lord, we acknowledge that this world is broken and there are fragmented lives and fragmented souls around us, we know that it is your will that all might be touched by this gift. Gift that was meant for people everywhere. And so, Lord, we remember in the darkness of this night those who live in darkness, who live with fear and terror, who live with worry and doubt, those who struggle each day to find hope. And we ask that your gift might come to them especially, that they might be filled, that they might find courage, that tears and mourning might be no more, and that in all things they may see as you see and love as you love. You have promised us, Lord, that you would always hear when we offered our prayer. You wanted to be so close to us, Lord, that you came to be one of us and to live among us. And so we know that the words we speak this night, the songs that we sing, the prayers and the thanks, and the voices of angels are all gathered in your embrace. We are grateful, Lord, to receive this gift. And as you taught your disciples long ago, Lord, we offer the prayer that has been said down through the ages since that tiny babe arrived, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."
Around here, we usually start sermons with a prayer. And I borrowed this Christmas prayer from Linda Felver, because I liked it. Join with me, please. Let me not wrap, stack, box, bag, tie, tag, bundle, seal, and keep Christmas. Christmas is liable to mold. Let me give Christmas away, unwrapped by exuberant armfuls. Let me share and dance and live Christmas unpretentiously, merrily, responsibly, with overflowing hands and tireless steps and sparkling eyes. Christmas given away will stay fresh, even until it comes again. Amen. Welcome to the Brighton First United Methodist Church. Welcome to Christmas Eve worship on this silent night, this holy night. Welcome into the presence of God as you worship alongside of the people of God. Now, good news, love. We have again this 11 o'clock hour of carols and candles and things familiar and traditional. It is for you again that we celebrate Holy Communion, and we'll close, of course, with Silent Night. My name is John Gustav Park, and I serve as an assistant to the pastor, the Reverend Dr. Sherry Parker Lewis. And what a joy it is to work with her and to be with you. And away we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And while those kids sleep, we older ones are left free to come to the late service, the last of four on this holy night. Us older ones are people for whom a child's faith doesn't come as easily as when we were those little ones. Early childhood's pure excitability has worn thin by experience. The years abraded and eroded our unquestioning enthusiasm, leaving us skeptical, uncertain, and, well, just not all that trusting. Joy to the world has been replaced by day in, day out practicality. The kids might be sleeping, but we've come to Christmas Eve again, weary and wary and still hoping for hope. Hoping against hope, whatever that means. We want hope, not innovation in our Christmas stockings. Give us the old orange in the toe and Tiny Tim's God Bless Us, Everyone. It is the old, it is the well-worn, it is the comfortable that we again find, it is in the old, the well-worn, and the comfortable that we again find our hope. And our faith is renewed. So all of our best Christmases have a lot of again in them. Christmas Eve has to have a birthing tired Mary, usually dressed in blue, worshiping her newborn, her firstborn babe in the manger. And like Butterfly McQueen in the 1939 movie Gone with the Wind, I don't know nothing about birthing babies, but I've always imagined teenage Mary singing to the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay, singing one of those wordless mother tunes intuitively sung by many of you to calm the troubles. Again tonight, we see Father Joseph standing quietly nearby, all garbed, of course, in earth tones, and doing his part of bringing his wife to Bethlehem to be counted as part of Caesar Augustus' taxation program. The small stable we picture is crowded with just the Holy Family. But we'll squeeze in a couple of shepherds from the fields who've been watching their flocks by night and some sheep into every creche and into every manger scene we ever set up. We'll add a cow, we'll add a donkey, and while we know that the timing is off, when what to my wondering eyes did appear but the three wise men from the far east following the yonder star overhead. And overhead the heavenly host sang the Alleluias. "'Tis the night of the dear Savior's birth, and we want the familiar." And don't we Yankees want just a fair dusting of snow also on Christmas Eve, on this night that is, oh, holy night. And the stars are shining brightly somewhere. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, and the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and a glorious morning, God's morning for the people of God. Now, Christmas celebrates the eternal Word who existed with the creating God from before the beginning. And now this Word comes to earth in the form of a baby. He grew to become a servant, and he laid down his life for us and for all. His name is Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That's our theology. And that's about all the theology I have time for. So here's a story instead. Every Sunday at the 9:30 service, Pastor Sherry invites the smaller children to the front steps, and she talks to them for a bit before sending them out to their Sunday school teachers and their classes. On Sunday, 10 days ago, on the 13th, the organist played Jingle Bells as a signal for the smaller children to come forward. And the story was told, and off they went. We saw them leave on cue, all except one little boy. And I noticed that he was holding a bell. I saw it, but I didn't see it. You know what I mean. And he looked up at Sherry, and she bent over to speak something private, alone, to him. And then together they went out to the common room. Frazier has left the building, and the minister walked out of the worship service. The next morning at our staff meeting, Sherry explained that Alexander, that little boy with a bell, is one of the children in the preschool here. Their Christmas pageant was to be Tuesday evening, and Alexander had been practicing his part. He was ready. And we saw him, but didn't hear him as he looked up to Sherry and he said, "We're not going to sing Jingle Bells?" Now, here's the incarnation right before your eyes, folks. Sherry went with him like a child, and in the other room, she listened attentively as Alexander sang all of the verses of Jingle Bells. And it gets better, because there was a little girl nearby, and she came over and she said, "I know that song." And then she sang all the verses of Jingle Bells to a willing, captive audience of Pastor Sherry. And for me, I have dubbed this Christmas as the Alexander Christmas. I will never forget what I saw that Sunday, but didn't see with open eyes until Monday morning. God with us. And God bless us, everyone. Christmas is about God becoming like us to reach us and to bring us home. And I'm honored to officiate at this night's Holy Night Communion service when all of you are welcome to join here at the table. Holy Communion here and in every Methodist church is part of the unlocked door that we left for you. And we ask no qualification other than your desire to participate. We sing of the baby Jesus tonight, and in the communion we intend to be fully in the presence of God and to receive Christ again. Christ whose body and blood were given for us and for our salvation. And all he asked is that when we meet, we do this in remembrance of him. He called himself the living bread, and we see the light of the world who's come into this broken world. God, in human form, come into the world that we may have life and have it abundantly. Holy Communion is one of the ways that God seeks us when we are apart. It is one of the ways that God holds us closely. And communion is one of the ways that God helps us conform to the image of Christ day by day. In the bread and in the cup, we become new creations in Christ, and it's all about God's grace. Holy Communion, holy cow. Look within. You all have all the experience you need to know if it's true. If you've been there and done that, put on your t-shirt and get about the business of being God with us, God at work in this world. There's a thought from about 400 years ago that I read once, and I can't get it out of my mind at Christmas time. It haunts me. Meister Eckhart wrote, "What good is it that Christ was born 2,000 years ago if he's not born now in your hearts? Make Jesus shine as light in the dark night of the world around, beginning tonight with the cup and the loaf." Now, did you hear about the congregation that celebrated Holy Communion by having the people stand in a big circle? And then someone would take the bread and turn and offer the bread to his neighbor. And then the cup going around the circle. One man heard those clear directions. He turned to his friend standing next to him, and he froze. Bread in hand, but blank in mind, he'd forgotten what to say. And all he could think of, and all he said was, "Hang in there, Harvey." So for all of you Harveys that are here tonight, here is the loaf of bread prepared and the chalice full for Holy Communion. They are the body and the blood of Christ given for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of him. It is here that we hang in there. God bless you. God is with us. Amen.
I invite you to join me in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come to you this night to celebrate this holy meal. We ask that as we prepare our hearts to come before you, that you know the joy that is within us and our yearning to accept you. And so, Lord, before we begin, we offer to you the places in our lives where darkness needs light, where brokenness needs mending, or what is in pieces needs to be whole. Fill us now with your forgiveness. Fill us now with your mercy. Fill us now at this holy table. And I invite you, as the light of the candles comes round, to lean toward the light. Just as we lean toward the light of Christ, take it and carry it. Welcome, Christmas. Welcome, Christ. Go now in peace. Amen.